Hey everybody, this is Walid Azami. Welcome to my podcast. So if you are a creative of any sort, this one is going to really, really knock your socks off. I hope if you want to make money in a recession, but really it's a plan even beyond the recession, okay? Because we're going to get past all this. But if you're a photographer, videographer, filmmaker, editor, creative director, hair, makeup, wardrobe, nail tech, any kind of creative, this is going to help you out a lot. That's the point of this podcast, is to make sure that I help as many creatives as possible, because people did not help me as much when I started. So it's always been a chip on my shoulder, and that chip on that shoulder is going to be helping you guys, okay? So what can you do to get clients, especially in a quarantine? So this is very timely, especially in a quarantine, but even beyond this quarantine, you are a freelancer, you're stuck at home. How do you get people's attention? This is an 8-step guide. So you absolutely want to you want to listen to this podcast with a notepad by your side. And here we go. I'm not going to waste time, but I'm going to set it up for a minute. Okay. So we're stuck in quarantine, or maybe it's mandatory. Maybe it's suggested. Maybe you're not, but maybe you're not in the quarantine right now. There's no way it hasn't affected your life. There's no way it hasn't affected your business. So this is highly relevant for you, okay? Here's what I'm going to say to you. And this is the cool thing about this process. It's an 8-step process. I've already booked my first client since the quarantine has started here in Los Angeles, California. I've already booked my first client. It's for a big, big name brand food company. And I'm actually a little bit newer to food photography, but it's you find this at Walmart grocery stores, at Stater Brothers, Albertsons, Ralph's, Vons, all these. So it's a huge brand, okay? But it happened because I followed these eight steps. And I started my career because I did these sort of 8 steps. I say sort of because there was a couple that changed, but now it's updated, okay? So first things first, here's what's probably happening. Either you and your city are quarantined, or the people you want to work with are quarantined, or quarantines of neighboring cities have affected your business. You can't get in front of people. People are losing their jobs. People are going into furlough and they're getting laid off. Budgets are shrinking. Companies are closing down. Oh my God, the sky is falling, right? Partially, but not entirely. All right. So here's what we're going to do. And here is how you're going to win. So take out your pen. Take out your paper. I'm just gonna give you a couple seconds. All right. Breaking it down, 8 steps. This is a life changer. This is a game changer for your business. And when you start making a whole lot of money, and when you make that whole lot of money, I expect you to thank me and write a really kind blog post about me. All right. So this is what I want in exchange. That's it. Or even just a thank you somewhere along the way. All right. So here we go with 8-step process. This is when business stops. This is how you keep going. This is how you find new ways to success. And unless the world comes to a complete stop, businesses are going to keep wanting the product that you're offering. They're going to want it. They're going to need it because, okay, let's just say business is down for everybody. Well, how are they going to sell more shoes and more clothes and more makeup? They need what you provide, right? So they need to hire you. They need to advertise more. So they need to hire you. But how do we find these people? That's what this process is for. So sometimes one money stream will dry up, but then another money stream will open up, all right? Find the new flow and get there before everyone else. All right, here we go. Step one, write these down. Step one, make a list of the clients that you wish to work with. Okay, so you're gonna make 2 lists. Make a list of the clients you wish to work with, and then a second list of the clients you have worked with. All right. So here is mine. I've worked with Jennifer Lopez, Usher, Volkswagen, Bernie Sanders, you know, these different kinds of clients. Okay. So I'm going to make a list. I'm going to put them down on this list if I want to work with them. I'm also going to make a second list of people I haven't yet had the chance to work with, but I want to work with them, and this is a good time to really reach out and, you know, work with these people. So let's just say on this list, it might be like Rihanna. I would love to shoot Rihanna. On this list will be Samsung. I would love to do something for Samsung phones and gadgets and everything. All right. So let's just put that as an example right there. Your list might be different than mine. Yours might be a magazine. Yours might be if you're a wedding photographer or videographer or a bridal makeup artist, you might want to get in with a certain bridal reception place, like a winery or a cool cottage by the beach that people book expensive weddings in. You might want to get there. Maybe you want to get with, maybe you do headshots and you want to get with a different acting agency. You want to get with William Morris. And you've always worked with Paradigm, but you're like, I want to get with them too. Okay. So it doesn't matter what kind of work you do, what market you're in, or what genre of photography or video or filmmaking and or makeup that you're doing. Let's make two lists: people you've worked with, people you want to work with. Okay, I think I hammered that in pretty good. Step two, all right? Step two, find the hiring manager, or it could be the marketing director, or the creative director of each of those organizations. And they're all going to have their own hiring structure, okay? So you're going to find them. How do you find them? Well, LinkedIn, the go-to place. Go to LinkedIn, find out the company structure. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. Go to Facebook. Find that company page and look on the About section and see who's listed. Go to that company's Twitter. I'll tell you what. The person that is able to hire you is likely being followed by their company on Twitter. Okay? So if you want to go to Toyota Motor Company, Toyota's probably going to follow at least the 10 or 20 biggest executives on Twitter if they have a Twitter account. Toyota's probably going to follow them on Instagram if they have an Instagram account. Okay, they'll have one of them. Toyota will probably tag some of those people, look through their video highlights, look through their story highlights, look through their posts and tap and see who they've tagged. Because I'll tell you what, the social media manager wants to kiss ass and they want to tag their bosses. Okay, so you're going to find out who the bosses are, do a little bit of research. My cousin says this, and I don't care if it's sexist or not, because I don't mean it in a bad way. Girls have a special knack for researching the hell out of anything. If they want to find out what a guy is up to, get a girl on it. She will find it. She will completely be a Sherlock Holmes about the whole thing and give you the full story. If you're not good at it, hire your cousin that's good at the stuff, good at stalking, right? Hire her. Or him, whatever, and have them do the work. But you find out who the hiring manager is, the creative director, or the marketing director, okay? Now you find them. You're still not reaching out to them. Remember, step one, make a list of clients you've worked with and a list of clients you want to work with. Step two, for each of these companies, do this research. So this is not something you do in the morning and then by the late evening you're done. This could be a full week. What else are you doing? You're quarantined at home. You ain't going nowhere, right? Let's get this done. Let's put up post-it notes on your wall. Let's get this done. You want to make money? I'm going to show you how to make money. You want to build a successful business? I'm going to show you how to build it. You want to just like get the tips but not really act on it? Let me save you a lot of time right now. Go to the next podcast, the next person's podcast. This is not the right place for you, okay? So if you're here to help, if you're here to get help, I'm here to help you and invest in you really hard, okay? So that's what you want to do. LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Find it. Find who they are. Okay, so this person is, here's their first name and their last name. I don't have their email yet. Okay, cool. If I have this, let me see if I can look for them on Google. Oh, Google doesn't have it. Let me try Yahoo. Okay, let me try some other places. Let me try, see if we have mutual friends. Get that information. You want the client? Get the information. You want that portfolio boost? Get the information. Get it. Okay, so that's what we're doing. Step three of this process. Ask yourself. So this should take an additional one or two days. Step three of your process, ask yourself what their problem is. Not your problem, their problem. Ask, sit there, put yourself in their position, in their shoes. What is their problem? Okay? You want to work with a new wedding venue. What's their problem? I'll give you a suggestion. One of their problems might be they don't really have a lot of weddings booked right now. A lot of people canceled, rescheduled, a lot of money lost. That venue is sitting empty. Okay, that could be one of their problems. It could be anything. Okay, so what problems do they have? Do you want to work for an ad agency? Suddenly all their clients, their revenue just stopped. What's their problem? Their problem might be that they are going to have a hard time retaining these clients, or to show these clients, you know, that they're doing a good job on them, that their social medias are growing, that their branding is growing, that they're booking. That could be some of their problems, okay? So sit there and put yourself in their shoes, and only one at a time. What is their problem? Where do they need help, okay? And then, how can you help them? So if you're like, all right, if I'm going to go with a wedding venue, okay, the problem is everybody has rescheduled their weddings. A lot of deposits are lost, a lot of angry people. How can I help them? Huh. I'm wondering if I can go in and film the CEO or the president or the owner of the venue and just have them make a really good heartfelt video. The kind that a presidential candidate makes when they're about to launch their campaign. Okay? What's their problem? How can you help them? Think outside the box, because we're living outside the box right now with this COVID-19 and the recession and everything. Cool? So that is your step three. That's the puzzle they're trying to find, is how can we fix this problem? So you come in as their hero. You come in as their problem solver. You don't matter right now. They matter. You're going to help people. All right. Step four, get in touch with them. Remember, in step two, or step one, you wanted to name the company. Step two, you found the power brokers inside the company. Step three, you broke it down to what their problem is and how you can solve their problem and be their hero. Okay, or make them look like a hero. Step four, what we're doing is you want to get in touch with them. But here's the killer thing, okay? Why did I say killer when we're talking about COVID-19? Damn it. Okay, here's the peculiar thing about this, or the important thing. You're going to get in touch with them, and you're going to ask if it's okay to send them a link of your work. So, yeah, you heard that right. You're going to get in touch with them and ask if it's okay to get in touch with them. Crazy, right? It works. So you're going to say, for example, hey, Marianne, I noticed that you just launched a new product called blah, blah, blah. And I find this something that I'd really personally use myself, but respectfully, I'm not sure the current promotion would catch my attention. Would you be okay if I send you a couple of ideas via email? Guess what they're going to say? I would say 65% of them say, sure, because it's free, because they could get a brilliant idea, because they could steal your idea and say, I'll do it myself, but then they won't be able to because they're not you, okay? So ask if it's okay, but there isn't, it's not because we're tiptoeing. Step four is so important because you're setting them up. You're setting up the stage for this glorious moment, okay? If they agree, so now we are step four, you ask for permission. Step five, if they agreed, send them an email within 1 hour. Not 2 hours, 1 hour. 60 minutes, that's it. If it took you 61 minutes, you failed. So that's why I say, get this research done, get it pre-written, find the names, find their emails, find the companies, find their problems, get their solutions, and then ask for permission. As soon as they say yes, you have 1 hour, 60 minutes. Again, if you send it in 65 minutes, you have failed. Okay? This stuff works. So within the 1 hour, if they agree, keep it short and offer them the solution via email. Okay? Remember, they want to benefit, or they have like a puzzle that they need to solve. They're not really interested in helping you or anybody else. They're interested in saving their own behind. So put yourself in their shoes, okay? They need to look like a hero. Not you, They need to look like the one that saved the client or the business. And this is where you slip in. I'll say it again. This is where you slip in. You help them become the hero. All right. So we're going to go into step six. Hopefully you're taking notes. Let me do a quick recap. Step one, you make two lists. Clients you've worked with, clients you have not worked with, but you wish to work with very soon. Step two, you find the right person within the organization, whatever method you have to go through, and get their name and get their email. Step three, put yourself in their shoes. Find out what their immediate problem is. Find out how you can be the one to solve it for them. Okay. Step four, get in touch with them and ask them if it's okay to get in touch with them to offer them a solution. If you do this within 1 hour, you're going to win. If you do this within 1 hour and 1 minute or longer, you have failed. Told you guys, this channel is for helping you guys win. Okay. But I do play tough on it. Step five, if they agree, you send them a very short email. Keep it short. Offer them the solution right off the bat. Don't sell yourself. Offer them the solution. They don't give a damn about you, your friends, your neighbors, your family, your coworkers. They are in a state of emergency and they just want to look like the hero and the savior. You help them. You come to them with the idea. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to say, can you talk more? Boom, this is where you slipped in, okay? Step six, your email should have three main components. I'm going to say that again. Your email should have three main components. Component number one, it better be short, to the point, and share how you are going to offer them a solution, okay? Component number two is to give them a direct link, not a, for example, my website is walidazami.com, not walidazami.com, and then have them go through the intro page and then go through the menu page. No, they don't have time for this. They lost interest. Give them a direct link. Give them something special. And here's what I suggest. Go to a website called pixieset.com. The link will be in the description of this podcast. It's free for the first 3 gigs. That's all you need. Okay. That's all you need. I'm on the free plan also. Okay. They have beautiful mobile friendly websites that it'll be johnsmith.pixieset.com. Okay. And I want you to make a gallery for them named after them. So if you were to send me work and you want to propose a job to me, you're like, hey, Waleed, this is Sharon. Thank you so much for agreeing to read my email. Listen, I love your business, but this is here's a couple of ideas that I think would really greatly help you. And here's why. Just to further illustrate my point, I've made you a gallery that you can click that link right there. Okay. So here's what we're doing. That gallery is the next component. That gallery is named after me, all right? You gotta inflate my ego. That gallery is not named after the company that I'm representing at the moment. That gallery is named after me. So when I click it, it says Waleed Azami. Already my ego likes you, okay? Already I love that your email said was short, to the point, offered me solutions. But when I click that link, I don't have to go through all your other portfolio. I'm just gonna see the 5, 10, 15, 20 images that pertain to my particular business, and that's going to illustrate your ideas. So if you're saying I need to create this one product, you're going to show me a whole mood board on how that's done and what it's going to look like. All right. Now, here's that third component of your email. So before I go into that third component, remember, step six, your email's got to be short, to the point, offer solution. Step seven, you're going to name the gallery after me. Inflate my ego. This is the first step to me wanting to be a hero. If I want to be the hero of the company, I got an ego. If I've got a big position in the company, I got an ego. And you are going to be there to serve my ego because it benefits you. All right. So that's the second part. Now, here's an example. Name the gallery after me. For example, it shouldn't be called BMW of Newport Beach, Orange County, California. It just, they're not interested in that, okay? It should be named after the marketing director or the person of the contact. Make it personal. It makes them feel good. If you make people feel good, if people get to read their name, if people get to see their name, if people get to hear their name, it's the sweetest sound in the world to them, all right? Step 8 is the secret sauce to this thing. Because so far you're like, all right, I'm going through the steps. Step 8, people are quarantined at home. People are sitting alone in their offices. People are deprived of human interaction. They're tired of computers. But guess what you got in front of you? A computer that's going to give them human interaction. Rewind that and hear that again if you need to, okay? They're bored. They feel lonely. So imagine this. Imagine getting the email with three components. Component number one, it's in a short text writing, three sentences maybe. Hi, Waleed. Thank you for agreeing. Here's the solutions I have. Bullet point one, bullet point two. Here's why I think it's important. Bullet point number three. If you want to click the link, if you want to click the link, you're going to see the visuals for this. That's the second component. The third component, which is your secret sauce right here, is going to be a video. Don't you dare upload a video. They will murder you. Okay, you want to send them a link to your YouTube and make it a private video, or to your Vimeo and make it a private video. In that video, do not make a highly stylized video. It's got to be personal. They got to feel like you are in the office with them, okay, or in their home with them. So they're going to look at it and say, I also made a quick video just to walk you through everything. You think I'm not going to click that link when you tell me you made a quick video for me and the gallery is named after me, and then the thumbnail of that video says for Waleed Azami of so-and-so company? Of course I'm going to click it. That video is under 1 minute. And you're like this. Hey, Waleed, it's Sharon. Thank you so much for agreeing. I know that it's all written there, but I really think that this is going to help your video or this is going to help your company. And this is why I love your company. And this is why I think it's going to help you. But listen, I just wanted to reach out. I'm a fan of your work. I'm a fan of the work that you do for your company. If you have any questions, all my contact information is in this email. I just want to say thank you so much. Everyone's so busy. Thank you for taking the time. That's it. That's it. So you're recapping everything, but you're showing your face. You're showing your personality. They're hearing you. They're seeing you. You're on their phone or their computer screen. That's such a huge moment when people are feeling isolated and people are looking for human interaction, and you make them feel special when they feel isolated. The psychology behind this is brilliant, okay? Now, to add to that, another special layer you're doing is this. Okay, they just invited you in their home. They just invited you in their office. And here's the thing. Do you remember in step 4 when I said email them or message them to see if it's okay to email them? So once they give you permission, they're awaiting this email. That's why I say do it within 1 hour, okay? Or they forgot about you. So they've given you permission and they're anticipating this arrival. So when you arrive short to the point, when you've named a gallery after them and it looks special and it looks professional and they don't have to get distracted by any other work, you're basically holding their hand, and then all of a sudden they see your face on their phone or their iPad or their computer. That just means you got FaceTime with them one-on-one in their office or in their home. Even though you can't see them, they've seen you and they feel a stronger connection with you. And what that means is we hire people that we like. We hire people that we trust. So now, who are you if you're the marketing director, okay? You're the marketing director. Who are you going to pay attention to more? The person that's like, to whom it may concern, I like your company. I would like to create videos for your company. I'm like, shut the hell up, you know, and I just delete that email. But if you send me something that's named after me, that's giving me a direct solution, it's not selling me a single thing on you. You just want to help me. You just want to see me do well. And you're showing me your face and I've allowed you to do this. I said, sure, you can email me the idea and I'm anticipating it. And you blow my socks off with this kind of a presentation. I'm going to call you. I'm going to schedule a Zoom call, or I'm going to schedule a phone call, or I'm going to email you and say, this is brilliant. You're going to be at the top of the list And if I like your ideas, especially if I like your ideas, and all of a sudden, I know who you look, what you look like, I've allowed you in my computer, and you made a special gallery, woo, the competition has no chance on you. Okay, this works for video, filmmakers, editors, makeup artists, stylists. Imagine your wardrobe stylist saying, hey, I love this, but I really think this type of pant and this type of a hat going forward for this position or this new album or this new book cover would be amazing. Are you kidding me? They're going to like you a lot more. All right? Unless your ideas suck, then sorry, it was just a miss and keep going to the next client. But your ideas don't suck. Your work doesn't suck. You're amazing. Okay, I worked myself up. I'm like really like worked myself up and I'm like, I feel like I'm yelling on that, but I'm passionate about this, okay? This is the kind of stuff I teach in my masterclass. I teach you guys step A all the way to Z, how to have a successful, profitable business. So if you're interested in that, it's called Photography Masterclass, 40 Days to Profit. You're basically getting like 12, 14 years of my career methodically and chronologically spaced out, and there's coming to you over 40 days, worksheets, templates, cheat sheets, videos, audio, you name it, lifetime membership, this kind of stuff. I hold your hand, and you're going to go from step A all the way to Z to become everything you need to know, everything that I know, including retouching, including lighting, including booking and pricing, marketing, everything. And all of this, by the way, comes with also a private Facebook group. So you're also in a private Facebook group with other photographers and videographers and stuff who have taken my courses. And so you get to ask me private questions that the public does not get to ask, and you get the full enjoyment of that. Plus, by the way, I want to tell you one more thing. I have something called office hours, and with office hours, what that is that I get on Facebook Live on camera. Only I'm on camera, you're not. But first come, first serve, just like a professor at a university, you get to ask me any question you want. I'll repeat, any freaking question that you want. Waleed, this client says this, what should I say back? Waleed, I want to charge this much, but I want to be here. How should I do this? Waleed, this is what my package, photography package looks like. Do you like it? Should I change anything? Waleed, can you quickly look at my website and tell me what you think about the first gallery? Waleed, what would you do if somebody says this to you? It's true mentorship, okay? So if you want to invest in yourself and you want to basically pay off for the course and your first client, the masterclass, your first client should pay off the whole thing. Definitely that link is below, and you're going to get a special one-time offer when you sign up for the photographer's survival package, which is free. You're getting some amazing gifts in it over a few days, so you want to make sure you download all of those. Those are free, but you're going to get a one-time offer for my masterclass that is a very, very unique price. So I want to help you guys out as much as possible. Times are going to get kind of tough, but I want to be your mentor. I want to hold your hand through things. I want to make sure that you do very well. My career started in a recession. This is familiar territory for me, and you're going to win. Okay. I'm going to make sure that you win. Thank you so much. I hope that this helps you guys. If it does, please, please share it with others. Let everybody win. There's enough room for all of us to win. If you want the masterclass and the free photographer's survival package, that link is in the description of this podcast. And if you got a free couple 20 seconds, I would really appreciate an honest review on this podcast on iTunes. It helps me out a lot. Okay? Thank you. I'll talk to you guys next time.